Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show.
Morning,
studio.
Morning.
Morning. Hope everybody's good, having a great morning. Let's go around the room and check in on everybody. His favorite movie to quote is from Forrest Gump, and when his Cowboys lose, he gets down in the dumps.
Here's producer Eddie.
Abby owes me $10.
Why?
And I already Venmo'd her, did the whole request thing, and she's not paying it. And I'm upset.
You requested the $10 from
Yes.
her? What does she do?
Well, the other day after work, you know, she was we're just catching up. So how's life, Abby? And she's like, oh, good. Oh, my guitar lessons, they're doing good. I've kind of learned 3 songs. And I'm like, well, I want to hear it. So we go to your office where the guitars are at. She starts playing the 3 songs. And I'm like, hey, let me help you with this song. And she's like, oh, okay. So next thing you know, 30 minutes later, I'm doing a whole guitar lesson. And at the end of it, I'm like, okay, no, seriously.
You were being a friend, you mean?
No. No, I was helping her learn guitar. Remember, she came here and said, like, oh, can Eddie do lessons? And I said, I'm too busy, blah, blah, blah. But next thing you know, 30 minutes later, we were doing a guitar lesson.
I think you mispronounced that. Being a friend?
No. Being a guitar teacher is what I was doing. And I normally charge at $20 an hour. And since it was just 30 minutes and I am a friend, I said $10 would be fine.
Abby?
I had no idea this was part of the deal. It was just like a casual go in there, listen to me play. Like,
How was that
part of the agreement?
Good.
She getting better?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was actually impressed with what I saw.
Love to hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Even though
you need a little more work, so if you need more lessons or whatever, I'm available, but let's pay this lesson first.
You didn't say that until
after. When do you charge people for lessons ever anyway? You've never done that.
I've never really done lessons.
Right. So how do you have a rate already?
I just made it up on the fly.
Yeah, you can't do it after.
I tell you what, first one's free, Abby. Second one, though, make sure you give them first time.
What are you? You're not my manager.
That's how I sell drugs, too. Hey, first one's free.
Oh, get him hooked.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got to get her needing it.
Got it.
You know what I mean? He loves being cringy when he interviews artists. And if you ask him, he should be on Nashville's top 25 celebrity list. I didn't really rhyme. I tried.
You tried.
Yeah, here's Lunchbox.
Well, speaking of interviews, Scuba Steve is our executive producer and he's dropping the ball. Doesn't know how to do his job. Not coming through. He is supposed to line people up for the show. He reaches out to record labels. So at the CMA interviews a couple weeks ago, Chase Matthew comes through and he's telling me, yeah, he used to be a mechanic for 6 years. And he's like, dude, I can look at your Altima for you. I can bring the tools up there. You know, I said, yeah, they said I need a new engine, but I'm not sure if they're telling me the truth. He goes, I'd love to come up there and diagnose it for you. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I've been hitting up Scuba, sending him like, hey, reminders, like, hey, have you reached out? Have you got his number? And Scuba just ignores me, doesn't do anything about it. Like, here's me sending him a message, and he doesn't even reply.
Yo, I was just reaching out to make sure you sent that email to Chase Matthews' team about getting his phone number, because when I was interviewing him yesterday, he said he would look at the Altima because he used to be a mechanic. So just wanted to make sure you sent that email off.
You trying to get free labor from
No, no, he volunteered it.
But he's probably doing it so he can come up here and be on the show.
And did we need audio from that?
No.
Like, no, these are, what he said. These are what
That's a great point.
Do we need that?
No. Hey, don't worry, there's two more I see.
Oh, there's two more.
Go ahead.
Hey, hate to bug you on a Saturday. I just was out for a walk, and I was like, oh, man, Scuba, wonder if he's heard anything back from chasing his people. So if you could just send me that number, that way maybe I can get him to look at it early in the next week. All right, man, thanks.
What are the leaves?
Do you want another one?
Oh,
I mean,
more?
Is it funny?
No. Go ahead.
Yo, meant to ask you at work, but I totally forgot. Anything from Chase and his camp about looking at the Altima?
This is real.
Let me know. Yeah, you haven't responded, so I was just hitting you back. Meant to talk to you at work, but I got busy and I left and totally forgot. So, all right, let me know.
He got busy and he left.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? But he didn't respond to anything.
I hear
you.
Here's Chase Matthews, Love You Again. Clip here when Lunchbox found out when they were doing the interviews.
What do you drive?
I've got a Yukon, just a GMC Yukon.
What year?
2023.
Oh, yeah. So you got new money.
I just got it.
Yeah, because I rolled up in my 05 Altima.
Hey, this thing's running great.
Well, no, it needs a new engine. Oh. The check engine light's on. Like when I started, it goes, And so, like, every day, it's like, is it going to start? Is it going to?
I'm a mechanic, too, so.
No crap!
Yeah, literally. I was a mechanic for 6 years before I did this, so if you need me to look at it, you just let me know.
I do, because I took it to the one shop, and they were like, oh, it needs a new fuel pump. They put that on there, and that didn't work, and nothing.
No joke, I could probably figure that out. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's almost broke, so let's fix it. So,
I'll let you guys handle this.
Am I right in saying that he volunteered to look at it?
Yeah, but he wants to come out and be on the show.
Didn't sound like it to me. He didn't say anything. He said outside of
this.
Can
you imagine if we just brought him up here to look at it and never addressed him being on the show? That would be hilarious. I'll let you handle that with Scuba. Send him a couple more messages. Maybe he didn't get those other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to get them.
I don't know. I don't think he did get them. Amy, I lost my intro sheet for you. So here's Amy, everybody. Yay!
Okay, so I was just thinking back to performances on the show, and you know when Need to Breathe came in and performed with Judah and the Lion? It was so good.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. Well, their concert,
I went,
and it's so amazing. I had the best time. Like, it was so good, except for I did have to get earplugs, like, because it was loud.
The music?
It's loud, yeah.
Meemaw, had to wear earplugs at a concert?
They go hard.
Oh, you were in the front row?
Yeah, close-ish, like in the pit, but it is loud. Oh.
You still had to put an earplug?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Really?
Sure did.
Was it good if you had to put in earplugs?
It's so good. I could still hear. It's just like a
distorted, softer version.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. They're really good. So you're telling our listeners they should go?
Absolutely.
Come to town.
If they are near you, you should 100% go.
With earplugs.
Maybe keep some in your pocket.
Okay.
But they have them at the venue.
It was one of the best live performances we ever had. Need to Breathe. Go check it out on our YouTube channel. All right, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's got his BB hoodie on, and he loves a good emo song. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. They did the ugliest dog breeds. I took personal offense to it because they put my English bulldog on there.
He's not ugly.
My question is, are bulldogs ugly? And are they so ugly that they're cute?
I just think they're cute. I love their smushed faces.
Oh my gosh. Dude,
is that cute or is it so ugly it's cute?
No, it's just cute.
I grabbed Stanley's face the other day, dude. It's so awesome.
Me too.
He's like, just to grab all that skin.
So number 7's a Neapolitan Mastiff. They have really wrinkly skin. Number 6 is an English Bulldog. Number 5's a Mexican Hairless.
What?
Oh yeah, those are
Chihuahua.
Weird. Those are weird.
Is that like a Austin Powers one? No, that's a cat.
No, they're bigger than a Chihuahua, dude. They're like 2 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah, it looks... Dude. I can't say a dog's ugly. This dog's not ugly, but it is creepy looking.
No, it's ugly.
Maybe like a chupacabra.
Mexican hairless? Is that what
you said? An Affin Pincher's 4, an English Bull Terrier's 3, a Pug is at 2, and number 1, a Chinese Crested. But I took personal offense on the Bulldog one. Stanley's pretty healthy right now. I don't want to jinx it, but he goes through seasons where he just costs us a lot of money. Where Eller, she was adopted... Found her on the street. Never has a thing wrong with her.
Yeah.
Like iron. So that's from studyfinds.org. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, my husband. has a bad habit of constantly getting into new hobbies, buying all the stuff, and then promptly losing interest. It's frustrating to see our garage full of all these unfinished products and wasted materials. Should I encourage him to complete something before moving on to the next thing, or just keep my opinion to myself? Signed, Hubby Has a Hobby. My first question is, are you married to Amy?
It's just
is
like Amy.
Is Amy your husband?
Yeah, I like hobbies.
You like hobbies? That's a general term. I like hobbies. Yeah. Just can we walk through some of yours the years?
Yeah, but over the years.
I know, it's so fun. It's a fun segment to do. It's like painting when you took classes. Yeah. But this is, I like it because you were pursuing things.
And that was a gift because I was able
like a gift
to
from God?
Give Taylor Swift a portrait of herself.
So you painting bass guitar?
I played bass. Well, she wanted
to and like thought about it.
Yeah, that was my neighbor in North Carolina that taught lessons.
Guns.
I did get my concealed carry license in North Carolina.
Gardening.
I had a garden in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think that's
feels like North Carolina was pretty lonely.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Your husband was deployed a lot.
Many people didn't have kids yet, and my husband was deployed. And I did the show from my house with y'all, so I didn't really see that many people. Mm-hmm. And all people knew was that in my garage, like apartment thing, I was doing it, and they would do air quotes. She does a radio show, like air quotes. I think they thought
they didn't know Amy. She was on a stage, nothing.
Like a real because we weren't on.
It's like an imaginary friend
there yet, but now they can get the show there. But before they just thought, I don't know this girl that just moved here. She sits in her garage and talks into a microphone.
Oh, bless her heart.
That was one of her hobbies. Radio.
Yeah.
Any other hobbies? I'm sure we're forgetting 10, but I'll address
bird watching.
Bird watching.
Puzzles.
Yeah, puzzles. Oh my God.
Went to Amy's
house.
One time I went
to Amy's house and she had like a puzzle party and they were like, everybody do puzzles. I don't see well anyway. It was like torture for me for two reasons. One, I don't want to sit there for an hour and do a puzzle. And then two, it's like if you're the shortest kid in the room and they're doing, let's all touch the ceiling contest.
Oh man.
That's what it felt like with me with no vision trying to find these little small pieces. And it was is pretty lame from the lamest person alive. Me, I was like, man, this sucks. But she's had a lot of hobbies. Yes, here's what I would say. I would say let him pursue the hobbies unless he's spending way too much money, and then you have to basically talk about a hobby budget. Let him still have all the hobbies, but it's like, hey, look, this month you can only spend this much, and you got to find a way to even say that because you'd be like, both of us, we can only do this because he needs a hobby budget if he's spending way too much money.
Right.
Otherwise, have a hobby. Like, if he goes three hobbies later, he's got to throw away stuff from the first hobby. So it's not taking up a bunch of space. But I wouldn't shut him down. I never told Amy, stop having hobbies.
That was Amy. That's what
this
Amy
one
does.
Wasn't so much a hobby, but
her hobby was getting new hobbies.
Yeah.
When I had the cupcake bar and I would go
she started
to
a cupcake events business.
And like.
You did?
Yeah. I would set up a table and serve.
Hey, that wasn't a hobby. That was a dream.
Do you know where she lived? North Carolina.
Yeah. That was.
Okay, yeah.
Have some patience with them. Just have a talk. Hey, let's not spend so much money on the hobbies, but let them have all the hobbies.
That's all. North Carolina is also where I did CrossFit for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, she was CrossFit.
But my tailbone couldn't handle it.
And then another one you did was marriage.
Oh, boy.
What? That was a hobby. That was
all right,
17 years of like a relationship that was very meaningful.
Thank you.
Say I'm sorry.
Say you're sorry, dude.
Was that bad?
Say you're sorry.
Is that
my bad?
All right.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I have three segments that are about Eddie. And so whenever we just sit in a segment with a person, we make a song about it. Here you go. Eddie's on the show. Everybody now. Eddie's on the show. Oh, Eddie's on the show. Okay, so that's it. That's the song. Terrible. It's terrible. It's annoying.
Oh,
let's start with this. Amazon dropped another package off at your house that you did not order.
No, dude. We've had two of these. And the first time, I'm going to start with this. The first time it happened, we tried to return it. And what did they say? Don't worry about it.
Keep it.
Just keep it. This time, guys, my wife got a purse. A nice purse.
What brand, you know?
I don't know nice brands.
Okay.
But it looks nice. And my wife said, wow, this is a nice one.
Why do you keep getting stuff at your house you didn't order?
I don't know. It's supposed to be for a neighbor, I guess. But it has...
They have the neighbor's name on it?
No, it has... Yeah. It has
why not take it over to them?
No. Right. I don't know who the neighbor is. Don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know who it is.
No chance. It says our address and a different name, but I don't know that neighbor.
Should you open up mail if it's somebody else's name on your address? I don't know the rule on that.
Yeah, if it comes to your address, it's your mail.
Are you just saying that, or do you know for sure?
No, that's my personal belief, is you open it and find out what it is, and then if it's not like something you want, then you Google the person's name and be like, hey, I got your package.
If it's not something you want.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If it's like somebody who used to live there and it's like a bill or a letter from somebody, what do?
Throw in the trash.
Got it.
See, that's not nice because remember that check that I got from the government or whatever? Yeah. That went to one of my old houses.
And did you get it?
Yeah.
Because
that person said, I'm going to be nice and sent it to wherever they moved.
What are you guys going to do with the purse?
I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Next up, Eddie might actually have a 401k.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking liar.
And this has not been a bit. Eddie literally thought he didn't have 401k. Go ahead.
I am not lying. I got an email that said, hey, check up on your 401k. Click on the link. And here is
Are you sure they didn't send it to everybody in the company?
I don't know.
Did you click the link?
Well, no, I did. But then I had to have an account. And I didn't know all that stuff because I didn't think I had a 401k.
Wait, so you still don't know?
Still no clue. But it said, check on your 401k.
I think that might have been to the whole company. Mike, will you help him today? But if you're going to click on a link, click on his computer.
Yeah.
Not Mike's computer.
Yeah. Okay, so you're still back at, you don't think you do.
Does it tell you, like, every paycheck, hey, this money's going to 401k?
Yes, in the paycheck stub it does.
Okay, because I've never looked at that.
Well, now we don't even get paychecks as far as, like, paper. So why would you'd have to get online.
Yeah, you have to go search that out.
We're going to look and see if you have one.
Come on. Dude, how awesome would that be if I have a savings and I didn't even know?
That would be awesome.
Woo!
And then finally, is Bobby playing a joke on me? That's from Eddie. What do you got?
This is about the shoes.
Go ahead.
So you graciously gave me a pair of shoes, and I think they're awesome. They're one of my favorite pairs of shoes. I love them. I think they're called Off-Whites.
They're Off-Whites, correct.
Okay, and you told me to leave the tag on them because that's what you do with those
shoes. It's not a price tag. It's a tag. It's a brand tag. It's what they do. It's what they're known for.
Okay, but every time I wear them, somebody is like, hey, that tag's on your shoe.
Well, they don't know style then.
They look like hip people. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, somebody told me to leave them on. And they start laughing.
Off-Whites, you are to leave the rubber tag on.
Are you sure?
You don't have to. You can cut it off if you want. If it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Well, what kind of embarrasses me because, like, I feel like I don't know the ends of wearing those shoes. So then I just make up like, oh, I'm going to return them after today.
No, just say it's part of the shoe.
I think you're messing with me.
Mike, will you tell him Off-Whites are supposed to have the tag on
them? It's part of the shoe. It's what makes them, like, identifies them.
Okay. So leave
them
on.
But it's a rubber tag. It's not like a paper price tag.
No. It looks like a manufacturer tag.
Okay. Leave them on. You can cut it off. It's okay. I'm not playing a joke on you, I promise.
Is it okay to tell them, like, make them feel bad for saying have a tag?
You don't know style.
Okay.
Yes. All right, there you go. Eddie's on the show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A Seminole High School senior, Gracie Tubbs, just hit a pretty big milestone. 10,000 care packages sent to military people overseas. She has a whole initiative. It's called Operation Military Matters. And she started the whole thing when she was in fourth grade. It was 2015.
Wow, she's kept up with it that long?
Yeah, she was inspired by a Veterans Day assembly, and she eventually formed a nonprofit around it. Her first packaging event, they did 20 boxes. And now, as a senior, she's kept it up, and they just hit 10,000 boxes. Each box includes snacks, toiletries, games, and a handwritten thank you note.
That's really cool. Good for her. What's her name again?
Gracie Tubbs.
Gracie Tubbs. That's also a cool name. That's like a detective.
Gracie Tubbs
here. Chicago PD. Thank you. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Here's a voicemail we got.
I love that Morgan shot her shot with Dustin Lynch, but during the CMA interviews, she had so much more banter with Riley Green or Matt Stell, and it just came off so much more natural. Girl, I think you chose the wrong country artist. You need one of them, not Dustin Lynch.
Morgan, thoughts?
Well, I believe Riley Green has a girlfriend or did or something, okay. Something going on. And I don't know, Matt Stell's one of your friends, so I've never really explored that because that kind of feels even more close than just somebody who comes in the studio.
Yeah, Matt Stell will trick you too because he'll be like, I'm just here drinking a Busch Light. He's like one of the smartest guys I know. He's from Arkansas and he's country, but he's like, was almost a doctor. So he is kind of a hillbilly. But he's also like
smart hillbilly.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt, listen.
He's also like a whole foot and a half taller than me.
Oh, yeah. He played college basketball, too.
Big dude.
He's total package. He's dreamy. Here's another voicemail. Go ahead.
Hey, so I have a question for Morgan. Morgan started following Dustin Lynch on Instagram, but now she stopped following Dustin Lynch because I was curious over the weekend if they are following each other, but now she's not following him. So now I'm wondering, why did she stop following him? Did he say something to her where he doesn't want to date her? I don't know. I'm just kind of curious on the update.
Breaking news. Breaking news! I didn't know this. Morgan unfollowed Dustin Lynch. Okay. Breaking news! So,
oh no.
For those who don't know, the 15 second version of this, Morgan shot a shot with Dustin Lynch, said, hey, here's my friendship bracelet with my phone number on it, call me. Dustin Lynch didn't say anything back. He was super nice. Then his label called and said, do you guys want to go on an airplane date? And we're like, why would the label call go? Why did Dustin call? Then they didn't hear. The end. That's where we are.
Fast version.
Morgan, what will you say to that voicemail?
No. Nothing has happened. I still have not heard from him, but I just felt weird like following him. Everybody kept tagging me and things, and I was like, I just feel like I need to back off and not be too much. So I just unfollowed him because I felt weird.
But for no reason.
No, there was no reason. I just was like, I don't know. It was kind of like a panic. I was like, there's a lot happening. I'm just going to back away a little bit.
If you really want to play hard to get, block him.
Ooh, send that message.
Okay.
Yeah.
But...
And then send him a DM, say, you could be unblocked.
Yeah.
You guys, stop.
But if you wanna.
She's not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, nothing's happened?
No. I mean, I have heard from some of the label people who they all did think it was a bit.
They just thought it was simply, I thought that might be the case.
Yeah.
Scuba Steve, what do you think is happening here? I know it's been a few days since we've talked about this. What do you think?
I mean, I like to believe in love, and I think love comes in weird packages, and I still think that there's a chance out there. Dustin is a really kind, sweet, nice guy, super smart. I think you should try to pursue it.
But I'm saying, do you think that the label was reaching out because they felt it was just a bit?
And I'm sure the label has their motive, a bit, wanting to get him on the radio, number one song. But I also feel like that he's kind of like, think about when you're back in school and you're a little nervous to talk to that girl and you use somebody as a conduit to do that talking for you. I feel like as adults, we kind of still do that in a way.
I also don't feel like he would have appreciated them setting that up without his blessing.
Exactly. Yes.
Or even asking.
Exactly.
Because they never would have been like, let's do this with without him going, yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They wouldn't force him in something like that, I don't think.
Me reading into it, I feel like there's probably mild interest, and not mild in a bad way. I do feel like there's something, but it is awkward, but everybody knew it was going to be awkward. It's an awkward thing to do. This was a very public thing. I love it. Can't get enough of it. You've heard nothing, though.
No, I haven't. I mean, I do feel like if he wanted to, he could. He has the phone number.
Maybe he lost the bracelet.
I don't feel like that's a possibility.
No, he didn't lose the bracelet.
Maybe it was a busy week.
He could also just text me, be like, what's Morgan's number? Right. And he has it, and I've not said anything to him about it, because it's a bit, but it's not a bit, you know?
Do we want to leave the ball in his court, or should we do something else?
We have to leave the ball in his court.
You sure?
Unless I did have somebody put a bug to the label to be like, this isn't a bit. Like, she was serious if he does want to go out. So I have put it in there that, like, okay, yes, it was a bit that happened, but like.
So now, though, you're just backing off.
So I am backing off. That was like my way to just be like, hey, like, just FYI, this is the case.
Will you go on this airplane thing they wanted to do? Is that still a conversation?
It's still open as long as he is willing to do that, like a willing participant. I don't want him to be forced into like...
What if he's like, we're going to do this, but we're both naked the whole time?
That would be kind of weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would be romantic, but hey, what do I know?
Normal.
Okay, so balls in his court, though.
Balls, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
The ball.
Oh, yeah, the ball. He's naked. The ball is.
Ball is in his court, yeah.
Ball, okay.
We're like, he's naked, and he's like, ball. All right. Lunchbox asked me for a favor on the air. He said, can you get all these people from the challenge to come in? So we did it. They came in. It was last week at night sometime. And so we're going to do a whole special on our podcast feed tomorrow night and Friday night. So you can listen to that. There won't be new shows here, but you can listen to the whole special here. But I have some clips. How was it for you, by the way?
Oh, dude, it was awesome. Like, I have no idea how good it was, but for me, it was amazing.
There were five people here?
Yes.
And they were all on The Real World or Road Rules or?
No. So they have started bleeding in. They've started taking people from Big Brother. There was a show on MTV called Are You the One? They've taken people from Survivor. So some of these people are not from Real World or Road Rules, but they've all been on the challenge, except for one guy, Scott. He is the host of Challenge Mania, the podcast that goes and travels the country with Derek, who is from Road Rules and The Challenge.
All right, here's Lunchbox asking their casting stories and eventually getting upset. It's about 40 seconds long. Here you go.
Like, Devin, when you try out for Are You the One, did you always want to be on reality TV?
I was singing karaoke. I didn't try out. I was found to try out. So, they asked me to make a video. They said, we think you'd be good for the show. Make a video, make an audition tape, and we'll let you know how it goes. So I made an audition tape, and then they said, yeah, you're in.
I went to casting, like, with a friend who really wanted to be on the show, and I went with them. And then I ended up...
So you went to an open casting call?
Yep.
And so you're sitting at a table, and they start asking questions, and then you shine, and your friend gets left behind.
I didn't say anything until the very end.
So you never had dreams of being on The Real World?
No.
This is blowing my freaking mind. How is it people that had no freaking dream to do this are doing all this crap?
That's exactly what they wanted.
You're going to get a two-part special of this.
Wow.
I mean, you want to talk about crushing me. She didn't even want to be on The Real World. She went with her friends, sat there, didn't answer any of the questions. They asked her one question, and they called her back, and that's how she got off.
Lunchbox wanted to know if they take home any feelings during the fights on set.
I don't see it as a game. I see it as a job. I understand there is a game. You know, we're playing a game in a format. I mean, there's real feelings involved, and people are like, people really get married, right? Yeah, meeting in this game, right? People really get hurt bad.
Yeah.
So like, it's a game, but it's like, it's an intense game, and it's a lot of people's livelihood that you're with. So yeah. If you're going to do that, I wouldn't expect anyone to take it lightly.
So what the challenge is, it like a game show?
It's a game because you're competing for money. And so you vote people off, you make moves to further yourself in the game. It's like Survivor.
Do you have to live with the people? Is there that element too?
Yeah, like you live in a house. House. Yeah, you live in the house together.
So could I go do that show and work and still do this show?
No.
Are you saying that just because you don't want me to do it?
That's why he's saying
that. No, I'm asking, could I literally go and do this show?
Probably.
How long do they take? Does they shoot this?
Shut up. Shut up. No.
You thinking about it, Bones?
Well, if they're taking people from reality shows, I mean, I won Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
But that's what I'm an idol for 4 years. I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm free.
Oh, that'd be cool, man.
Shut up, guys. But, you know, because when I watch it on TV, I think, guys, it's just a game. It's okay if you backstab someone. But what they're saying is like, no, man, like real feelings get involved. So, yes, it's a game. It's but
a message to my manager.
No, stop.
Hey, is there any way to get me on the challenge?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I'll stop watching. I'll stop watching.
Well, your friend would be on it, though.
I know, but that would, yeah. But it was awesome, dude. Like, I mean,
was it really exciting for you to all be here?
It was so cool.
That'll be a two-part special on the Bobby Bones Show podcast feed. The Challenge Mania, they have live shows in Buffalo, Indy, New York, Tampa, Chicago, and Portland all coming up. Go to challengemania.live.
The crazy part was Derek is like the OG. He's from Road Rules
this
way back.
It's like when somebody's gossiping about people at a high school and you don't even know the high school. That's kind of what it feels like when he's doing this. Like, I'm trying to listen, but I don't know, but I'm going to let you go ahead.
But he was one of the OGs back in the day, one of the fiercest competitors, and he showed up first. So it was just me and Derek in the studio just hanging out, and it was like, talking like, what's up, dude? How's it going, man?
Did you get anybody's number?
No, I didn't do that.
Do you feel like you bonded with anybody? Like to be friends? Follow on Instagram?
I have no idea, but they were like so into it. And one of Jonay, she lives here in Nashville.
Do you think that?
And I'm like, wait, hold on.
You're going to find her?
I'm like, how are we not friends?
Did you go look at all their Instagrams, see if they followed you?
Oh, I didn't do that.
Go look.
Oh, let me check.
I think they may all like you, want to follow you now. Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox. Good job. Glad I can make that happen for you.
Man, it was awesome. Thank you guys. Yes. It was amazing. I had so much. Let's see. Derek, who is he following?
That's awesome.
Does it say follow back?
Click on his account.
What do you mean?
Yeah, click on his
account. It says following.
Yeah, but like,
what do you mean?
Follow back? It says follow back.
Oh, follow back. That's how you do
but
it.
But you follow no people. But if you don't follow him back, he's going to unfollow you.
No, he's my friend now. Let me see.
Follow him back.
So are you going to follow him back, though?
No.
Okay.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So when you buy new clothes and you just wear them straight away, you do run the risk of like someone else maybe tried on those clothes.
I don't buy new clothes and wear them straight away.
You wash them always?
Unless it's an over type shirt thing that I'm wearing on top of another shirt. But even then, I don't like to touch them off top arms.
Right. Well, that's one reason to not do it because of other gross things. But it's the chemicals on clothes. Sometimes how they're manufactured and stuff that's put on the clothes, when you put it directly onto your body,
it's probably worse than other people's butt.
Well, just depends. Depends on how I feel about it. But I never thought about from like the dyes, there's formaldehyde fabric treatments, different things. So washing it.
Formaldehyde?
Isn't that the
dead, it's
in
a
you?
Dead person chemical.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd rather have somebody's butt.
You could wash that out. But I'm like, oh shoot, because I'm wearing a dress today and it had the tags on it and I haven't washed it.
Yeah, I hear you. The problem is though, when you wash something, it starts to have, why you can tell it's like it's generationally.
It fades.
Yeah. It's generationally compromised because it only has four or five really good generations while it looks new before it becomes all reg, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Amy, if you're going to return that, you need to leave the tags on it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to return it.
Oh.
She's
not
YouTube. It's from Target. I bought it. Yeah.
What you can do is take it to the dry cleaner and have them dry clean it.
But I've heard that the dry cleaners have chemicals too.
No!
Formaldehyde? Oh,
no. I don't know. And then they put the plastic bag over it. Who knows?
You know what?
We're all dying.
I'm breathing in chemicals right now.
For sure.
So let's just go. All right.
A travel agency is organizing a cruise for Swifties. So if you're in your cruise era.
That's cool, though, because there are cruises for everybody else.
Yeah, man.
Where's our cruise?
If you love Hootie and the Blowfish.
There's a cruise.
If you love
Magic
the Gathering.
There's a cruise.
But those people are on it.
Yeah.
Right? Taylor's not going to be on this cruise.
I know.
So what, though?
So what? You're just with other like-minded people. They're singles cruises. They're old people cruises.
The old black and white movies that I like, Turner Classic Movies, yeah. They have their cruise.
I'm all for it. It's just you want to be with other people who like what you like. I'm up for it.
So it'll set
sail. I'm not going, but I'm up for it.
It's going to set sail next year after Taylor's concert in Miami. That'd be cool. You go to the concert, and then you hop on a four-night cruise to the Bahamas, and they're going to be celebrating all things Taylor.
That's cool.
But again, Taylor's not going to be there. She's not affiliated.
Unless she surprises.
So if you're doing some Christmas shopping, trying to get ahead, and there's some people on your list that you know, okay, I'm going to get these people gift cards. But you're like, oh, which ones to get? I have the top 10 best gift cards this year.
I don't think
like,
I want to hear all 10, but I'll take top 5.
Okay, top 5, what people want.
Number 5.
But you know what's up? Visa's down at 8.
I thought pizza's like all encompassing.
Yeah, I feel like that would be one because you can spend it on anything.
Yeah, give me five though.
Okay, five. Chick-fil-A gift card.
Good.
Four. Disney.
Yeah. Maybe if you can use it for Disney Plus. Maybe if you can use it for the online shop, you get Disney stuff. Okay.
Yes. Three. Target.
Perfect.
Two. Sephora.
Yep.
And number one, Starbucks.
No, Sephora's good because my wife's there
a lot.
What is that? It's a makeup store.
Oh. Well, I don't want that. I mean,
it's makeup that smells.
You've bought stuff from there, too.
Shut up. Number one is what?
Starbucks.
Okay. Thank you all.
Which one do you want?
Bobby, isn't that where you like ran into Nicole Kidman and you were by yourself or something?
Shut up.
And then you're all embarrassed. You're like,
shut up.
Keith, I think I just saw Nicole. Right?
Sure, no, maybe that's your pile. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Rachel Liebold is a second grade teacher in Carmel, Indiana. And every Friday, there's a mystery reader that comes and reads a book to the class. And all the kids love it. Well, this week, it was her boyfriend that shows up. He's the mystery reader. And then he gets down, he reads the end of the book, and he goes, oh, wait, kids, there's one last page that's never been read before in this book. And he says, hey, baby, you want to marry me?
Now, there is something still missing. Yes, just one thing. And that is a beautiful, radiant cut. Diamond ring.
That's good.
Wow. That's
gets good. Down in front of the class. He
didn't sound as douchey as you did, though. We're doing, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
He lined it up with the principal so he could be the mystery reader that week. I mean.
I was watching a video where, it may be a couple years old now, to Lunchbox's story, where she's a dancer for like an NBA team, and the whole team is starting to do this dance, and she obviously does not know the dance. And so she just danced, like, oh, gosh, she's at center court. So she's, like, just trying to keep up. Like, how do I not know this dance? And then all of a sudden, they start to dance away from each other. And then her boyfriend walks on and proposes to her.
That's cool.
Is awesome.
It was a good one.
Did you see that one, too?
I know what you're talking about, yes. And then
Lunch sent it to me with heart emojis. He was like, you got to see this, Bobby.
I did not. But I remember my second grade teacher, Miss Butler, she was dating a dude, Bob, at the time. And he'd come visit at school, and every time he'd walk in that classroom, we'd be, Bob, 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 Bob. And we'd chant his name like he was the coolest guy in the world.
Did he propose?
Yeah. Not in front of us, but.
Oh, did they ever get married?
Yeah.
They still married?
No, I think she married someone else.
Oh, wait, how do you even know this?
Because I went and
Facebook.
Well, I am friends with her on Facebook now, but I used to slap her on the butt every day.
That was the one?
Yeah, and so we had her on the radio, so then I went and talked to her and, like, got her life story, and then I met her kid that was like a year younger than me, and he was like
kinky. That's right.
I don't know.
Kinky.
It is crazy. Yeah.
I went and read to some kids. They were 4 years old a couple weeks ago, and what do I know about 4 year olds? And so I go in and I read my book, Stanley the Dog, and it's first day at school, and it's about it's okay not to fit in. Here's why. And so I'm reading, and it was good. And I'm about to leave, and two boys in the class who I did not know, I only knew one kid, come in, and they're like, hey. We know your middle name. And I'm like, you do? They're like, yeah, it's Butthead.
See, that's perfect.
Come on, guys.
And I felt like I was, why is that funny?
I don't know. I'm seeing where this is going.
I felt like I was being picked on again.
What?
Like for a split second, those two four-year-olds owned me.
They did. You made their date. Just like, I mean.
They bullied me. I was bullied by two four-year-olds.
Listen to this guy. The kids, their day was made by this proposal. Hit it again, Ray.
Now there's something
that makes no sense. They called me Butthead.
This is Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah, Tell Me Something Good. Hit it, Ray.
I know, but all I'm saying is.
Then what'd you do?
Well.
No, you're a Butthead.
No. Call him even better.
Call him Poopy Butt.
No, I said this. I said, that's my new middle name. And they're like, yeah. I said, no, that's my real middle name already. And they're like, really? And I said, yeah. And they're like, oh. And they left. Oh, boom.
Got him.
Score one for the adult.
Yeah, good job, dude.
All right.
Thank you. Lunchbox, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.